Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
We've got an unusual guest on... coming up
well,
in just
this
moments.
Person wants to remain at least partially anonymous and tells us that they were at the scene. We'll find out how much of the scene where the emergency room doctor, Michael John Mamone, was stabbed to death after he was hit by a car while riding his bicycle in Dana Point. That's what we're talking about.
The guy in the car, Van Roy Evan Smith, and he was charged with murder. Not only for smashing his car into Mamone and the bike, but also jumping out of his car and stabbing Mamone repeatedly with a large, long knife. It's just impossible to understand what went on here.
Hit him from behind, and the only question I asked was, this driver on drugs? Why would you get this worked up? I mean, road rage, but this is to another level. Wow.
Well, we're going to talk to Sam here, who... was at the scene and witnessed some of it. Sam, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, welcome. You're on the John and Ken Show. Thanks for coming on.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Tell us what you saw.
I was driving a PCH going north. I was stopped at a stoplight, and about four cars back, I could see a bike fly up in front of me over the view in the car in front. And we slowly start to pull forward, and the light turns green. And I see the bicyclist laying face down in the middle of the intersection. And two guys pinning the assailant on the side of the road. So I pull over, and I hop out of my car, run over, and I get on him as well. And, and then we waited for the police to get there. And, it was crazy.
So this is Van Roy Evan Smith. Was he saying anything while you and the other two had him pinned to the ground?
Yeah, I'm not sure what he said before I got there, but once I was on top of him as well, one of the guys next to me was asking him how he could do that, why he would do that to someone. And he just very calmly said, this is just the first. You do it to us, so we do it to you. This will happen again. It was something out of a movie or something. But,
And what was he referring to, the us and the you?
I'm not quite sure. I've been wondering that myself, but I have not figured out why.
Was it a racial comment?
I'm not quite sure. I don't know if it's referring to that or the fact that he's a bicyclist. I'm not sure.
Yeah, there were reports he said something about white privilege, but you didn't hear that.
I didn't hear it. If it was said, it might have been before I was out of the car. But again, I didn't hear anything about that.
Because did he seem to be, you know, impaired in any way?
He was speaking coherently. To me, it didn't sound like he was on drugs. Full sentences, not shaky voice. He was actually extremely calm and emotionless, which was disconcerting.
Yeah, that's the scariest. I brought up the race in part because there are a couple of posts that an Evan Smith made going back to 2019 and 2020. He claims that he was born of black and white parents, and he just wrote philosophically about how there really isn't differences in human beings, that the colors don't really mean anything. Just to summarize it, it's quite long and wordy, there are just oppressors and the oppressed. So it didn't seem in these writings that he had a lot of racial animosity towards anyone. So I was wondering if there's anything else that he perceived you all had in common, or maybe you were all just drivers. I don't know.
Right. I wasn't sure. I had also seen some articles saying some stuff like that. But again, I heard what I heard. And if he had said something before, I was not present.
And what was Dr. Mamone already dead at this point? Was he suffering? Were you aware of his condition?
I wasn't aware. I did notice one person run up to him and yell at him just to see if he would move. He wasn't currently moving. I didn't want to touch him in fear of making anything worse or causing any more bleeding. I'm not a medically trained professional, so I didn't want to do that. But no, he wasn't moving. I didn't know if it was from shock or if he had already passed away.
Have you been interviewed by the police yourself?
Yes, I was on the day.
You were interviewed that day as to what you saw?
Yes.
What? How long before the police showed up?
It had to only have been about 3 or 4 minutes that we were holding him there until I heard the sirens and then screaming down the road towards us. But they were there very fast.
Was he resisting you the whole time?
Not particularly. He did tell us to get off. He moved a little bit. But besides that, he was just breathing heavily. I don't know if it was from getting pulled to the ground and restrained or just from the shock of what he had just done.
Do you know where the weapon was while you were holding him down?
No, I heard someone say it had been thrown up into the bush, but I did not see the knife.
Yeah, some say it was a machete that was pretty large.
Oh, wow, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, it was a pretty large knife that he stabbed the doctor to death with.
It must have been a strange feeling eventually as you walked back to your car and sat inside, realizing what you just witnessed and been a part of.
Yeah, it was being weird being faced with death like that, out of nowhere, really. Just a regular day and being confronted with an evil like that is something I don't really think you can prepare yourself for.
Did he make eye contact with you?
He was kind of laying to the side. His face was pressed into the bark on his cheek, so he couldn't really make eye contact with me.
Do we know if any of this was road rage related or he just ran the bicycle down?
I'm not sure. I really don't know. I saw the security tape that was released from the house view on that corner. I think a lot of people have seen. And, I mean, it shows him really blasting through that intersection. So I don't know what occurred beforehand or whatnot.
So he was driving in front of you when he hit the bike, but he blew through the light.
I did not see his car. I was completely stopped at the light, but I did not see his white Lexus drive by me at all.
Mm. And so you were already stopped, and then you saw the bike flying through the air.
Correct. I was fully stopped at the light about four cars back, and I saw the bike fly up over the view of the car in front of me.
But he was on your side of the road going in the same direction.
Correct.
Hmm. Wonder where he came out of, or did he just suddenly hit the gas?
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on with us. It's quite a gripping story you tell.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
A lot of mystery.
It.
All right.
Yeah.
This is Sam, and Sam witnessed a fair amount of this rundown of the doctor on the bike in Dana Point, and then the stabbing when Evan Smith is said to have jumped out of the car and then repeatedly stabbed Dr. Michael Mamone. And nobody knows why. Ran him down and then finished him off. More coming up on the John and Ken Show, KFI.
I'd like to see what kind of lawyer this Long Beach guy gets to defend his stabbing this doctor to death after running him down on his bicycle. That is one awful and weird, weird story. We just had a guest on who was at the accident, saw the bike fly in the air, and
sounds
then was
like
part of the aftermath.
He'd gone dead eye. The way he was talking, he just got very cold and emotionless.
Yeah,
you're
driving along and you suddenly have an impulse to run somebody down, and then you rush out and stab them to death. That's why I kept asking, was there some kind of altercation on the road between them before that? But not that road rage is an excuse, but it's something to.
Yeah, we understand how that could be a trigger, because everybody has felt a trigger when driving. It's, I guess, something biological that's wired into our system. If we feel a threat or we feel our territory has been violated in some way.
Yeah. All right. So recently we were covering the story that the state of California now has a law that allows it to form an actual council. We call it the Communist Council, which can oversee the fast food companies, figure out, you know, wages and benefits for the fast food workers. This is the most bizarre thing, but it was signed by Newsom. The fast food companies were quick to react. They circulated petitions to collect enough signatures to put this on the ballot in 2024, and they succeeded. So for now, the law is sidelined. There will be no council created to determine the wages of the workers. However, the Times, the El Segundo Times, in typical fashion.
The El Segundo Communist Times.
I know. Their story was, well, find out if people got duped into signing this petition. What's weird about this, if you look at the online version, it shows a copy of the front page of the petition. And here's what it says. Referendum challenging 2022 law authorizing creation of council to set minimum wage and working standards for fast food workers. So it's pretty clear. And it's in big print. When you're handed the petition and you see that, I think you understand what we're talking about.
So
they find like six people who felt, oh, I thought it was going to help the workers. I didn't understand this was to overturn the law that was going to help the workers.
What's his writer? Suhana Hussein?
Suhana Hussein.
It sounds like she and the editors and the Times as a whole is just really sympathetic to this new communist commission. Because you interview six people, I could interview six people who think they saw a UFO land in their living room last night. And
I take it back. They found 14 people.
If 1,400.
14 voters were interviewed by the Times who say that they felt they were misled.
No one is duped. No one is misled because the petition itself is in writing and you can read it and you're supposed to read it. And I've been accosted or called over to sign petitions. There have been a couple I have signed, and there was one guy, he had seven others too, and he was trying to get me to sign all of them. And he was pushing hard, and I just said, well, no. I go, let me read this. And I go, no, I don't want to sign that. Another one, I don't want to sign that. And I felt like he was hyping, he was trying to mislead me. I just, no is a powerful word. Just say no. You know, if you care, go home and read it up online. And, you know, a lot of these petitions you can file online. So that's no excuse that you're duped. You know what it means? It means you're a dupe. Nobody dupes you. You allow it to happen because you're too lazy to read the damn thing yourself.
Some of the people claim, well, they wouldn't let me read it. They covered it up. Then don't sign it.
Well, you walk away then. You know, you don't go do a crybaby routine to the El Segundo Communist Times. You think it's like any transaction situation. If you think the other guy is scamming you, then leave. Don't give him your money. Don't give him your signature. How stupid are you? I got fooled. Get out of here.
It goes against my values. I got tricked. I don't like that feeling. I'm a pretty politically active person, said one signer.
Apparently
I
not.
I read the news obsessively. If I can be fooled, anyone can. In the future, I'm going to read the fine print.
Well, yeah, that's just it. You're lazy. I don't think you read the headline, let alone the fine print. 100% of the time, if you sign something like that, you cannot say you're duped.
By the way, if you feel you're duped, you have a time period where you can retract your signature. Remember, they did that with some other petitions that you're given a certain amount of time. Now, of course, it's probably before this gets submitted.
My God,
you can take your signature off the petition if you feel like you were duped.
There's 6 pages in a printout of this article. 6 pages.
Oh yeah, they went through a long deal for this. This is about the evil fast food companies hiring these hired guns
to collect
signatures and duping the voters.
These petitions need many hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of signatures. Finding 14 people who are bitching about getting duped isn't going to change anything.
Right.
You know, you hire these, a lot of these people are whack jobs who get hired to be signature gatherers. Seriously, what mentally stable person has a career being a freelance signature gatherer? I mean, that's a couple of steps below being an Uber driver.
They took pictures of 2 people collecting signatures outside a store. It looks like they covered up their faces. Do you see those pictures? I can't even tell. They got a mask or some sort of a hat pulled completely over their face. But the signs on the table said things like, stop high gas prices. Sign here. Sign to vote for lower gas prices. And sign to help us vote on a new minimum wage. But, I mean, the signs may be deceiving, but, you know, take a look at the petition. If you're really that worked up and you're concerned about what you're signing, read the petition. And again, it was in the headline. Now, a lot of people aren't even aware of that law, right? They would be like, council?
Most wouldn't be aware of the law, which is why a lot of stuff can get on the ballot and stuff wins, like Prop 47, because most people are ignorant of most everything that goes on. They simply don't know.
Right.
And human nature being what it is, if somebody's calling out to you and they're enthusiastic, you just naturally kind of want to be a good customer. You want to help them out. And you're thinking, well, maybe I should be a good citizen and learn about this issue. But if you have a brain in your head, you do not want the government setting the wage scale for private business.
We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
We'd like to formally welcome you to the rest home of Old Joe. Welcome to Bidenville, everyone.
All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
There's a man on the moon, or whatever, you know, something, or you know, whether those aliens are here or not. I commuted for 36 years as Vice President of the United States.
Happy birthday, dear Valid. Happy birthday to you.
I was on the television. I was on the telephone.
And every time I hear Hail to the Chief, wonder where the hell is he? Turn around and where's the president? What I can't remember it.
I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
For Secretary of Health and Education Service, I nominated Javier Baccaria.
President Harris is a proud Howard alum.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
I got them. $1.9 trillion relief so far.
Kleptocracy. The guys who are the kleptocracies.
Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going
to
be here.
And now, to give you a tour of Bidenville before your extended stay, here's John and Ken.
John Kobeltz and Ken Champo, KFI, AM 640. And we're all holding hands as we walk through the grounds of Joe Biden's rest home.
The retirement village. Yeah, he's got to do the State of the Union tomorrow night, so he needs to get some extra rest, right? Because that starts at 9 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah, that's really late.
So he's got to be pepped up to read that teleprompter for a good hour.
What do you think they inject him with? That's the story I want to hear after he's gone and buried. What did they do to prop him up for his public appearances.
Now, I still remember the debates. He had those dark eyes. I kept wondering, what's going on with those eyes? Is there something that he's on?
Yeah.
Here's the latest kind of flub. Biden was speaking about the 30th anniversary of the Family and Medical Leave Act. Okay. That was a big event I missed. So he starts to talk about its proud accomplishments, including women in his administration. Got one?
I just signed legislation that increases the child care development block grant by 30%, helping low-income families afford child care. But here's what matters. More than half the women in my cabinet, more than half the people in my cabinet, more than half the women in my administration are women. You think, well, God, that's across the board. Well, that's good. 30 years ago, we ranked number six among advanced economies with the share of women in the workforce. No, we ranked today 19th.
Wow.
Wait, did we go down or up? I
don't know. He lost me there. I like the way he stopped himself.
That's why I put it, because I didn't understand it either.
It sounds like we used to be sixth share women in the economy.
Oh, now we're 19th?
Now we're 19th?
So let's play that last part again.
That the share of the share of women in the workforce. No, we ranked today 19th.
Right, but did he say previously we were sixth?
We were sixth.
Think, well, God, that's across the board. Well, that's good. 30 years ago, we ranked number six among advanced economies with the share of women in the workforce. No, we ranked today 19th.
Maybe he's trying to say the opposite, that we need to do more.
I don't think we went down.
We were doing better in 30 years.
No.
Advanced economies, women in the workforce, no?
Yeah, no, there's more and more women in the workforce, not fewer. That's not possible. I would think so.
We're talking about 1992?
Almost 60% of the students in college are female.
Wow.
No, men are the ones that are dropping out of the workforce, not women.
I like the way you said, too, that half the women in my cabinet are women. Although he corrected himself several times. I didn't change it to people. He had it right. Half the people in my cabinet are women, but he went back to women are women.
Yeah, he had three different versions. More than half of the women in my cabinet. No way. More than half of the people in my cabinet. No way. More than half the women in my administration are women.
Yes.
The one he finally settles on.
Or somebody was waving at him, or he got confused. All right, well, here's another perplexing one. This is the Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, who was hot there for a while that people think should be the next president.
No, not this guy.
They don't want Kamala. We'll talk about her in a minute.
None of them.
No, he's on with good old Chuck Todd. And if you haven't seen it, another poll came out of approval ratings. Biden's are about the same as Trump's, but there's a real high percentage of people who do not want him to run in 2024, and don't believe he handles a lot of issues well. So that's what Buttigieg has handed here from Chuck Todd, and this was his answer.
He's got a lot of things to tell. Why do you think that it has not penetrated the American public?
Well, if these things don't sell themselves, then it's one of the reasons I'm really looking forward to that State of the Union address. I will say that there have been so many accomplishments under this administration, it can be difficult to list them in a distilled way.
All right.
You know what's just as nuts? Chuck Todd presents the question as he has a lot
of accomplishments
to tout.
Right.
No, he doesn't. What are you talking about?
You'd be hard-pressed for most people to recognize him.
He has so many that people don't understand how great he is because he's done so many great things. Neither one of them could explain what specifically these great things are. Wow. Boy, Chuck Todd is really an oaf. You know, of all the anchors, he is one of the biggest oafs of them all. He's a pure propaganda guy. I mean, he's like stupid propaganda that you can see through in a snap.
The New York Times assigned three reporters to do a story on, Kamala Harris. And it got headline, Kamala Harris is trying to define her vice presidency. Even her allies are tired of waiting. It's really a soft criticism column. They were very careful, particularly right at the beginning, to show that she changed a speech to make it more fiery.
These,
she was trying to take more control of her fate in public.
These Washington media people, whether it's Chuck Todd, NBC, the New York Times, they really are knob slobberers.
The only way they could put this is the painful reality of conversations over the last few months with dozens of Democrats in the White House on Capitol Hill around the nation is that she has not risen to the challenge of proving herself as a future leader of the party, much less the country.
Because
that's about as tough as they got here.
Because she's a dope. She can't string one sentence together. She can't get from the beginning to end of one sentence without making a mess of it. Neither
can
Biden.
If you need a word salad, this is the chef you call, because that's what we usually get with her.
Yeah.
And then she has a giggling fit over electric school buses. That's another biggie.
Some of her behavior is bizarre. Some of her behavior, if you saw it in any person in your life, you'd say, okay, she's smoking something. No, really, because she'll stand up and she'll start giggling over something really silly, and then she'll keep repeating the phrase over and over again and then giggle more. And it's like she's a stoned college girl.
And every time they put out audio, I've never heard a piece of audio since she's been vice president that people are like, wow, she really came to bat on that one.
It really
made her case.
Really
it
sharp.
Has not happened.
No,
yeah.
This is not just cheap shots. You listen to the audio. I mean, we played dozens of tapes. It's like playing Biden. Dozens of tapes of him fumbling and bumbling and losing his place and calling up dead people. And it's just amazing. And then Buttigieg is like the strange robot full of techno jargon and cow manure. I mean, he's just, wow, what a bad crop.
Miss Harris finds herself navigating the unique dynamics of being a woman of color in a job previously filled only by men.
Stop that. Stop that garbage. Yeah, yeah. Racism and sexism. Racism and sexism. No, she can't complete a sentence.
Yeah,
she can't.
She's been given a chance now. 2 years of this.
She's a dud. All right?
There's nothing.
Biden's a dud. Kamala Harris is a dud. Buttigieg is a dud. It's a whole generation of duds.
Duds. We need fresh blood. Garcetti. No.
Look at that. Garcetti looks like a genius next to this crowd.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. Well, somebody sent us another Kamala Harris word salad from today. Apparently, her quote is, "I think that most of us who are devout public servants understand that we in government have great possibility in terms of the range at which we work as government." That's her sentence.
They're devout public servants.
Yes. Great possibility in terms of the range at which we work as government. What does that even mean? Strange.
Wow.
Breaking news.
This might be the dumbest screw we've ever had.
And we love it when breaking news involves a politician sending a letter. Gavin Newsom has sent a letter to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to investigate the wholesale prices of natural gas in California and other Western states. He sent it to the FERC chairman, Willie Phillips. He says there's been a sharp rise since late November that has Californians squeezed by the price of natural gas.
Yeah. What happened to his last investigation on the price of gasoline?
Gasoline, you're right.
Yeah, where'd that go?
I think the Times did a story on that today, too, that where is that? He didn't follow that up. That was the beginning of January, I think, or over a month ago.
Although there was that story today that the executives at Semper Energy are all making many millions of dollars, and they both had huge increases in the last 3 years.
Well, but those gas prices, why not? Those natural gas prices?
Yeah. In fact, at Semper Energy, three of the top executives in 2021 made, $40 million total, and then they had $60 million waiting for them in their pension reserve.
Right.
So we're going to end up financing through our gas bills, $100 million worth of compensation for these three characters. $100 million for three guys.
They're worth it. You can't find any better execs.
Yeah, what is it that they do exactly?
Remember they always told us that when we talked about high government salaries. It's tough. You can't find anybody with this kind of experience. That's why we had to hire and pay more, or someone will steal them away. Right? They would always tell us that. Some other government entity will take them away from us. We got to have them. We got to give them these big contracts.
You know what I heard today? I think most people are actually worthless at their jobs. I really do. I think there's just a lot of make-work nonsense jobs. Elon Musk got rid of 80% of Twitter's workforce. He is projecting.
Did he really? 80%?
80%. They either he fired him or they resigned.
And it still operates?
It still operates. And he's projected to break even for the first time in years. they've been losing money continuously starting in at least 2019.
Right? He's turned it around into almost a zero operation.
Because he cut 80% of the payroll.
I know, but people can still tweet. I mean, everything still works. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Are people actually dropping it because of him or the progressive woke people supposedly were going to...
same number of people that claim they're going to move to Canada when a Republican gets elected president.
Oh, okay. Because I heard some woman on the news this morning talking about an alternative social media to Twitter, and she's already on one of them. I can't remember the names
They exist, but no one else is there. You can go there on the alternative site and say, hey, I'm outraged, but there's no audience.
Nobody's reading your
No. It's like
your missives.
If you and I could say, hey, we're going on CB radio on Monday. It's like, all right, that's fine, but it's no audience there.
Finally today, this is good. We love it. A new bill proposed in Massachusetts could allow prisoners there to donate their organs for reduced sentences. See, in California, you don't have to do that. We're reducing everybody's sentences left and right all the time. Finding new ways to let people get out of prison early. But in Massachusetts, they want like a kidney for it.
See, if you're a psycho, commit your crime here. We're not going to... We'll let you out real fast. No need to give up your organs.
Massachusetts is a pretty woke state, although they often have Republican governors, don't they?
Yeah. Sometimes it's mixed.
It's mixed.
So what organs will they accept?
Well, bone marrow. What would you get off your sentence for just donating bone marrow? I don't know.
Bone marrow.
I always hate the term, too, bone marrow.
I know. Isn't that a soup stock?
And some people eat, yeah, some people
My
eat
My mother would get bone marrow. She'd make some kind of stew or soup out of it.
Oh, okay.
You know, now I hear they do bone marrow transplants, bone marrow donations. It's like...
I would expect that if you're going to give up a kidney, right, you want to get a lot of time off your prison sentence.
I would think.
It would give people anywhere from 60 days. Oh, 60 days to a year. That's it.
Not for a kidney. No.
It says bone marrow or organ, right?
That's 10 years. Bone marrow, sure. Because your body produces more bone marrow. But once your kidney's gone, it's gone.
Right. And you can donate like parts of your liver or something or parts of your, can you donate like pieces of
Yeah, you don't need all your liver because
I think I've heard about that.
Yeah, the liver is powerful, and in case like if you get cirrhosis means that part of your liver died.
Right, right.
And you can still live and function as long as not too much of it dies.
Right. Now in China they just take your organs. That's what they do with the death row inmates.
See, that'd be my
policy. They actually have a little vehicle that drives around, and for the latest execution, it has to be right. You have to get the organs fresh, so he has to be right there on scene.
If I was governor, I'd be the reverse of Massachusetts. Because you committed a crime, we're taking your organs. That's part of the sentence. It doesn't make the sentence lighter. It's built into it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you murdered somebody, you should lose kidney, heart.
Yeah, you lose both kidneys and a lung. And do the best you can.
That's right.
See how far you can make it.
That's what you did. Well, you killed somebody. You deserve to lose many body parts for that.
That's what I think about at night, what I would do if I was in charge.
I understand that.
Conway's here.
Hey now. We tried to get the guy on that shot the balloon down, and we got very close, but he said he couldn't come on. But we got this guy, Corky, that does kids' parties and does those balloon animals.
Yeah.
Close enough.
He's going to talk about the art of the balloon.
I see. Was this a clown that put this balloon together?
John, they asked me for 3 hours. That's it.
By the way, maybe to help you out, your notebook.
It's pretty empty, huh?
There was this yellow notepad, and it said Conway on it. So it was right near me, so I opened it up. I said, oh, I'm going to learn the secrets to the Conway show. And it's hundreds of blank pages.
Well, what I do is I make notes during the show, and then I rip them out of here and throw them away.
There's not one idea, not one.
We used to have a guy at the other station. I won't say his name, but I didn't know this until about 3 years after I worked there. He is the board op overnights, and he got so bored, he would go through the trash and look at everybody's notes.
Oh, no.
Isn't that creepy?
Yeah, that is weird. Yeah. Trash is fair game.
I guess so. Yeah. Anyway, we got a horrible news out of Turkey. That earthquake is, it's killed a lot of people. Up to 3,700 is the worst. There was a very short chase today that ended up on the freeways, came out up near the airport, ended up on the freeways. And that was a pretty radical chase, but it was a fun one to watch at the end, right? People got all crazy at the end. And then Powerball has gone up the fifth largest.
Why am I still buying these tickets?
I know. Do you still buy them?
I did buy the Saturday drawing.
Yeah, I did too. How'd you do?
Nothing, not even a Powerball number.
Yeah, I got nothing too, man.
No, I think it's a ticket's a dud.
I bought 20 quick picks. I didn't get one number or one super blue ball, whatever that is.
You guys are easy marks, boy.
Yeah,
we are idiots.
They keep every week coming up with another pie. There you are, line up. Here's more of my money.
It's all a scam.
And when I'm on a 300-foot yacht in the Mediterranean, I'll call you.
Okay. let me know as soon as that happens.
Okay.
We'll send you your notebook.
I'll call you every day. Okay, you still got my notebook?
Ding dog.
Conway.
Ding dong.
Yeah, ding dong.
Michael Kreischer is the news.
The
24-hour Campaign Newsroom.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.